这是一个建议。
This is a suggestion.
你先收藏，找一个安静时间独自看完的视频。
Please find a quiet time to watch the video alone.
因为今天这场对话的两个人。
Because the two people in today's conversation.
他们活着的年代差了2000年。
They lived in different eras, 2,000 years apart.
但他们追问的是同一件事。
But they were asking the same question.
人为什么这么痛苦？
Why are people so miserable?
然后他们给出了两个完全相反的答案。
Then they gave two completely opposite answers.
第一个人。
First person.
你上一期刚刚认识他，伊壁鸠鲁。
You just met him, a big Jew.
第二个，是我们这套书。
The second one is this set of books.
接下来要正式登场的人物，书。
The next character to appear is the main character.
本华，上一期我们讲过。
In the previous issue, we talked about.
伊壁鸠鲁给了你一条退路。
I gave you an escape route.
他说你痛苦是因为你要的太多了。
He said that your suffering is because you want too much.
退回去，退到面包、屋檐、朋友。
Go back, return to the bakery, friend.
你就自由了。
You are free.
把那些不必要的欲望一层一层剥掉。
Strip away the unnecessary desires.
剩下的东西少得可怜。
There are only a few left.
但那就是你真正需要的全部。
But that's all you really need.
他在雅典买了一座花园，带着
He bought a garden in Athens and died.
一群朋友住了进去。
A group of friends lived there.
种菜，聊天
Gardening chat.
写书，散步
Write books and walk.
他把你的恐惧一层一层拆开，死亡与你无关。
He dismantles your fear one by one. Death is irrelevant.
神不干预世界，命运大部分你管不了。
God doesn't interfere with the world's destiny, so you can't control it.
拆到最后，你发现里面是空的。
When you take it apart, you find that it's empty inside.
好，伊壁鸠鲁的故事。
The story of Ibibo.
到这里。
Here.
今天我们要把另一个人请到这张桌子对面。
Today, we're going to have another person sit across from me at this table.
他比伊壁鸠鲁晚出生2000多年。
He was born 2,000 years later than Epicurus.
但他深入研究过伊壁鸠鲁，在作为意志和表象的世界里。
But he has studied Hobbes's work.In the world of will and representation.
多次提到他，尊敬。
He was often mentioned as a respected figure.
但不认同。他读完伊壁鸠鲁之后的反应，不是反驳。
But I don't agree with your reaction after reading Hobbes.
不是嘲笑。
Not mocking.
而是一个更让人不安的问题。
And this is a more unsettling question.
他问你退进去之后
，He asked you what happened after you went in.
安静了多久
？How long have I been quiet?
10分钟，半个小时。
10 minutes, half an hour.
然后呢
？Then.
那个声音又回来了。
That sound has returned.
不是花园外面有人在敲门。
There is someone outside the garden knocking.
是你脑子里的那个声音。
It's the voice in your head.
他一直在，你坐在花园里。
He was always sitting in the garden.
风景很好。
The scenery is beautiful.
但你根本没在看。
But you're not even looking.
你在想昨天那个人说的那句话到底是什么意思。
What did the person you were talking about yesterday mean when they said that?
你在想明天那个会能不能顺利。
Are you worried about whether the meeting tomorrow will go smoothly?
你在想你儿子能不能考上那个学校。
Are you thinking about whether your son can get into that school?
你的脑子里有一座永远不下班的工厂。叔本华说，伊壁鸠鲁没有骗你。
Your brain is like a factory, but instead of being run by a capitalist like Scrooge McDuck, it's run by the philosopher Epicurus.
他只是漏掉了一个东西。
He just missed one thing.
那个东西，叔本华管它叫意志。这个词你需要认真听。
That thing, Schopenhauer called it will, you need to listen carefully.
因为它可能是你这辈子听到过的。
Because it might be the only one you'll ever hear.
关于你自己最残酷。
About yourself, the most cruel.
也最真实的描述。
The most realistic description.
叔本华说。
Schopenhauer said,
人的本质不是理性。
Person's essence is not reason.
你以为你是用脑子在做决定。
You think you're making decisions with your brain?
你以为你每一个选择都经过了权衡和判断。
You think every choice you make is carefully considered and evaluated?
不是的。
No.
在你身体的某个更深的地方。
In a deeper part of your body.
有一个东西比你的理性古老的多，也强大的多。
There is something older and more powerful than your reason.
它不是你想出来的。
It's not something you came up with.
它是你在想之前就已经在运转的东西。
It's something that's already running even before you think about it.
叔本华管它叫意志。
Schopenhauer called it will.
它不是你想要什么具体的东西。
It's not exactly what you wanted.
不是你想喝咖啡的那个念头。
Not the thought of drinking coffee.
不是你想买那个包的那个冲动。
It's the impulse to buy that bag you've been wanting.
不是你想升职。
It's not that you want to get promoted.
想被爱，想被尊重的那些愿望。
The desire to be loved and respected.
这些只是意志的分泌物。
These are just the secretions of will.
是海面上的浪花。意志。
It is the will of the waves on the sea.
是在这些所有具体欲望底下的那个永不枯竭的源头。
Underneath all these specific desires, there is an inexhaustible source.
他给了一个比喻。
He gave an analogy.
喻。他。
He said,
说生命意志就像一个饥肠辘辘的盲巨人。
Life's will is like a hungry, blind giant.
他肩膀上坐着一个能看见路。
He sat on a shoulder that could see the road.
但却无力行走的瘫痪者。
But the paralyzed person who was unable to move.
那就是你的理智。
That's your reason.
巨人看不见。
The giant is invisible.
所以他不知道自己在往哪走。
So he didn't know where he was going.
他只知道要往前走。
He only knew that he had to keep moving forward.
瘫痪的秘书看得见。
I can see the paralyzed secretary.
但他站不起来。
But he couldn't stand up.
他只能被巨人扛着走。
He could only be carried by the giant.
他拼命给巨人指路。
He desperately pointed the way to the giant.
说走这边，这边比较安全。
Don't go over there, it's safer here.
别走那边，那边是死路。
Don't go that way, that's a dead end.
但巨人听不听。
But the giant didn't listen.
不由秘书决定，秘书。
Decided by the secretary.
只是那个坐在肩膀上。
Just that one sitting on the shoulder.
假装在掌舵的人。
The one who pretends to be in charge.
这个巨人就是你的意志。
This giant is your will.
他不知道自己要什么。
He doesn't know what he wants.
但他知道自己要，他要完了。
But he knew he was going to get him.
这个，要那个。吃完了面包。
This one ate the bread.
他就抬头看。
He looked up.
天，天很好看。
Every day is beautiful.
天看腻了。
He's had enough.
他就低头看身边的朋友。
He looked down at his friends.
朋友很好。
Good friend.
他就跟朋友聊天。
He was chatting with his friends.
聊完了天，他就睡着了。
After talking, he fell asleep.
但醒过来，他又开始要。
But he woke up and started walking again.
他永远在。
He is always there.
要，不是因为他坏。
If he hadn't been bad.
不是因为他贪婪。
Not because he was greedy.
是因为他就是生命本身。
Because he is the very essence of life.
你活着，他就在，你不可能剪掉他。
As long as you're alive, he's there, and you can't get rid of him.
因为你剪掉他的那个动作。
Because of your action of taking away his.
也是他让你做的。
It was also because of him that you did it.
你以为你在做减法。
You think you were doing subtraction.
其实是他在做另一种形式的加法。
Actually, he is doing another form of family tradition.
他让你从减少欲望这件事里获得满足感。
He gives you satisfaction by making you feel good about reducing your desires.
然后他把这满足感也变成一个新的欲望。
Then he turned this satisfaction into a new desire.
我要更少。
I want less.
我要更简单。
I want it to be simpler.
我要更纯粹。
I want to be more pure.
他连你的放下都能吞进去。
He can swallow your drop.
变成他自己的燃料。
Turn into its own fuel.
这就是叔本华对伊壁鸠鲁最根本的回答。
And this is the fundamental answer of Schopenhauer to Abacus.
欲望不是你能减掉的。
You can't lose weight.
你所谓的退到花园里。
What do you mean by retreating to the garden?
只是在那个巨人睡着的时候。
Just when the giant was asleep.
偷了十分钟的安静。
Stealing 10 minutes of silence.
他会醒的。
He will wake up.
他每次醒过来。
He would wake up every time.
你都得重新对付他一遍。
You all have to face it again.
你以为你退出了战场。
You think you've left the battlefield.
其实你只是把战场搬到了一个更安静的地方。
In fact, you're just moving the battlefield to a quieter place.
你的敌人不是那些你想要的东西。
Your enemy is not the place you want to go.
你的敌人是你想要这个动作本身。
Your enemy is the action itself.
而这个敌人住在你身体里。
And this enemy lives inside you.
伊壁鸠鲁说。
Epicurus said,
你把欲望分成自然的和空洞的。饿了吃，渴了喝。
You divide desire into natural and empty hunger and thirst.
喝，冷了穿。
Wear warm clothes when it's cold.
这是自然的。
This is natural.
想要名包。
Want a package.
想要头衔。
Want a title.
想要别人的羡慕。
To be envied by others.
这是空洞的。
This is empty.
剪掉空洞的，留下自然的，你就自由了。
This leaves you free with nothing to lose.
这个分法很干净。
This division is very neat.
但它有一个漏洞。
But he has a floor.
叔本华说。
Schopenhauer said.
你减不掉。
You can't lose weight.
因为自然的和空洞的不是两种欲望。
Because natural and empty are not two desires.
是同一种欲望的两个阶段。
It is two stages of the same desire.
你饿了，吃面包。
You are hungry, eat bread.
这是自然的。
This is natural.
但你吃完了面包。
But you have eaten the bread.
你是不是只想吃这一种面包？
Do you just want to eat this kind of bread?
你是不是开始想隔壁那家店的？
Are you starting to think about the store next door?
好像更好吃。
Does it taste better?
你是不是开始想明天要不要试试那个新出的口味？
Are you starting to think about whether to try the new flavor tomorrow?
你是不是开始把今天吃过的这一款面包拍下来发给朋友看？
Are you starting to take pictures of the bread you eat today and send them to your friends to see?
然后等着他说。
Then wait for him to speak.
哇。
Wow.
你在哪儿买的？
Where did you buy it?
从吃饱到吃好。
From being full to being satisfied.
到吃出品味。
To taste.
到吃给别人看。
To eat for others to see.
他们不是跳过去的。
They didn't jump over it.
他们是滑过去的。
They are slipping away. Well,
欲望不消灭，它只是换装。
Desire doesn't destroy him. It just changes his clothes.
你以为你把他关在门外了。
You thought you had locked him out.
他从窗户爬进来了。
He climbed in through the window.
你以为你把他压到只剩面包和水。
You think you've squeezed him down to just bread and water.
他就从面包和水里长出新花样。
He innovated new ways to make bread and water.
他不是火。
He is not alive.
你能用水浇灭，他是水。
You can water it with water.
你只能改变它的形状。
You can only change its shape.
你永远无法让他消失。
You will never be able to make him disappear.
伊壁鸠鲁说
Epicurus said,
死亡与你无关。
Death has nothing to do with you.
你不用怕。
You don't need to be afraid.
他
He
叔本华说
Schopenhauer said,
死亡是人类唯一真正的哲学老师。
Death is the only true teacher of philosophy.
你不是不怕死。
You are not afraid of death.
你是用不怕死这个想法把对死亡的恐惧压下去了。
You suppress your fear of death with the idea of not being afraid.
但恐惧没有消失。
But the fear hasn't disappeared.
它在你每一次照镜子发现新的皱纹时浮上来。
Every time you look in the mirror and see a new wrinkle, it comes to mind.
在你每一次听到熟人生病时
Every time you hear a familiar person getting sick,
浮上来
Merge.
在你半夜醒来
When you wake up in the middle of the night,
不知道为什么就是心慌的那个瞬间浮上来
I don't know why, but that moment of panic just comes up.
叔本华说
Schopenhauer said,
死亡是你唯一确定的东西。
Death is the only thing you can be sure of.
你确定你会死。
Are you sure you're going to die?
这件事比任何事都确定。
It's certain.
而正是因为你知道你会死。
And it is precisely because you know that you will die.
你才觉得活着这件事有重量。
You finally realize the weight of life.
如果人不会死
If people don't die,
一切都可以重来
Everything can be restarted.
一切都可以补救
Everything can be remedied.
那你就永远不会认真对待任何一个选择
Then you will never take any choice seriously.
死亡不是生命的反面
Death is not the opposite of life.
死亡是生命的边界。
Death is the boundary of life.
边界给了形状。
Boundaries give shape.
没有边界的不是生命。
What is not bounded is not life.
是散沙。伊壁鸠鲁。
Give a helping hand to Kuro.
让你不怕死。
Make you fearless.
叔本华让你不怕活。
Schopenhauer makes you fearless of life.
这两个不是一回事。
These are not the same thing.
不怕死是解脱。
Fear of death is liberation.
不怕活是承担。伊壁鸠鲁帮你卸下来。
Don't be afraid to take on a burden, and I'll help you carry it.
书
Uncle,
问华帮你扛起来。
Let me help you carry it.
好，如果欲望减不掉。
If your desire cannot be reduced.
如果意志是永动机。
If will is an eternal motion machine.
如果花园的墙是纸糊的。
If the walls of the garden are made of paper.
那我们怎么办？
What should we do then?
叔本华没有把你丢在这里。
You didn't leave me here.
他给了两个出口。
He gave two exits.
第一个出口是艺术。
The first export is art.
你听一首曲子，看一幅画。
Listen to a piece of music and look at a painting.
读一首诗。
Read a poem.
在那个瞬间。
In that moment.
你忘了你是谁。
Have you forgotten who you are?
你忘了。
You forgot.
你明天要还贷款。
You need to repay the loan tomorrow.
你忘了你刚才跟人吵了一架。
You forgot that you had an argument with someone.
你甚至忘了你的名字。
You even forgot your name.
你变成了那首曲子本身。
You have become the music itself.
神，你不是在听贝多芬。
You are not listening to Beethoven.
你就是贝多芬那段时间里的那个情绪本身。
You are the emotion itself during that period of Beethoven.
你看一幅画。
Look at a painting.
你不是在看塞尚画的苹果。
Nai bushi zai kan sai shang hued ping yuo.
你变成了那个苹果的红色。
You've become the red uncle of that apple.
本华说。
He said.
这是意志唯一会主动松手的时刻。
This is the only time when will can be actively withdrawn.
为什么？
Why?
因为意志永远是关于你的。
Because will is always about you.
你要什么？
What do you want?
你怕什么？你恨谁？
What are you afraid of? Who do you hate?
你爱谁？
Who do you love?
一切痛苦的前面都有一个我字当主语。
There is a I as the subject in front of all pain. Well,
但在这个瞬间，我没了。
But in that moment, I was gone.
你看的不是你。
You are not looking at yourself.
你听的也不是你。
You're not listening to yourself.
你被某种大于你的东西暂时吸收了。
You have been temporarily absorbed by something greater than yourself.
痛苦
Pain
在这一刻没有消失。
At this moment, it didn't disappear.
但你消失了。
But you disappeared.
你都没有了。
You don't have any left.
痛苦
Pain
还能落在谁身上？
Who else could it fall on?
但艺术有一个致命的缺陷。
But art has a fatal flaw.
它是暂时的，曲子结束。
It is the temporary pain.
你回到现实。
You return to reality.
苹果还是那个苹果。
Apple or the same apple?
你还是那个你，那个巨人只是闭了一下眼睛。
You're still the same, just a giant who closed his eyes.
他没有死。
He didn't die.
第二个出口是慈悲。
The second exit is compassion.
叔
Uncle,
本华说的慈悲不是你捐了多少钱。
The compassion that Mr. Yuo is talking about is not about how much money you donate.
不是你帮了谁一个忙。
It's not that you're helping someone.
他说的是你在另一个人身上看到了和你在同一个坑里挣扎的痕迹。
He said that you see in another person the same struggles you have been experiencing in the same pit.
你看到他在被同样的盲目的力量驱赶着跑。
You see him being driven away by the same blind force.
他也在焦虑。
He was also anxious.
他也在后悔。
He also regrets it.
他也在半夜醒来。
He also woke up in the middle of the night.
不知道为什么心慌。
I don't know why I'm feeling anxious.
那一刻。
At that moment.
你和他之间那道墙 塌了。
You and him have broken down the wall between us.
你不再嫉妒他。
You no longer envy him.
因为你看到他拥有再多，也和你一样。
Because you see that he has as much as you.
不满足。
Not satisfied.
你不再恨他。
You no longer hate him.
因为你看到他伤害你的那些动作。
Because you saw his actions that hurt you.
是被他自己的巨人推着做出来的。
It was made by himself.
叔本华说，这是道德的最高形式。
Schopenhauer said this is the highest form of morality.
不是居高临下的同情。
Not condescending sympathy.
是并肩站在一起的。
Standing side by side.
共同承受。伊壁鸠鲁的花园里也有朋友。
There are also friends in the garden of Ibikulu.
但他说的朋友是和你一起分面包、一起聊天的人。叔。
But the friend he's talking about is the uncle who shares bread and chats with you.
本华说的朋友。
The friend that Hugh said.
是和你一起在黑暗中行走。
He walked with you in the dark.
不需要说什么。
No need to say anything.
但你知道他也在的那一种。伊壁鸠鲁的朋友。
But did you know that he was also a friend of Epicurus?
让你不孤独。
Let you not be lonely.
叔本华的朋友让你不再觉得自己是被专门针对的那一个。
Ibn Wad's friends make you feel like you're not the only one being targeted.
好。
Okay.
我们现在把这两个人放在一起。
We now put these two people together.
看，伊壁鸠鲁死的时候。
When I'd be able.
肾结石、尿血、绞痛。
Kidney stones, blood in urine, severe pain.
他给朋友写信说，身体的痛苦很剧烈。
He wrote a letter to his friend saying that he was in severe pain.
但想到我们曾经聊过的那些话。
But thinking about the things we talked about before.
我心里是快乐的。
I am happy.
他死在花园里。
He died in the garden.
朋友在他身边。叔本华死的时候。
When his friend was beside him, Uncle Ho died.
72岁，独自一人。
72 years old, living alone.
他早上吃完早餐。
He ate breakfast in the morning.
在沙发上坐下来看书。
Sit on the sofa and read a book.
书。女管家过了一阵进来。
The female housekeeper came in after a while.
发现他还坐在那里。
I found him sitting there.
书摊在膝盖上。
The book lay on his lap.
人已经走了。
People have left.
他的卷毛狗全在沙发旁边。
His curly-haired dog is all around the sofa.
两个人都没有哭。
Neither of them cried.
天喊地，都没有诅咒命运。
Neither heaven nor earth can curse fate.
一个死在朋友中间。
A death in the middle.
一个死在书和狗旁边。
A dead man lying beside books and dogs.
他们都活成了自己学说的样子。
They all lived up to their expectations.
伊壁鸠鲁说。
One arm, a skull.
你不需要那么多，你已经够了。
You don't need so many people, it's enough.
叔本华说。
Schopenhauer said,
你扛着这座山走了一辈子。
You have carried this mountain for a lifetime.
你已经很辛苦了。
You've worked hard enough.
你不需要再责怪自己。
You don't need to blame yourself anymore.
这两个人不是敌人。
These two people are not enemies.
他们是两个在同一个坑里挣扎过的人。
They are two people who have struggled together in the same pit.
爬出来之后。
After getting out.
在不同的方向对你招手。一个朝里。
In different directions, someone is waving at you.
指，一个朝外指。伊壁鸠鲁给你一条退路。
Point one finger upward and the other points inward, giving you an escape route.
叔
Uncle
本华给你一副铠甲两条路
Here, I give you a suit of armor and you have two choices.
两个人都走通了
They reached an agreement.
你不需要现在做选择
You don't need to make a choice now.
但你需要知道
But you need to know that
在你人生的不同阶段
In different stages of your life
你可能需要不同的人有一段时间你需要一臂纠辱
You may need someone to help you out for a while
你需要有人告诉你
You need someone to tell you
你跑得太快了
You're running too fast
你追的东西可能是空的
What you're chasing might be nothing.
你需要停下来。
You need to stop.
回到那座有面包。
Go back to the bakery.
有屋檐。
There is a roof.
有朋友的花园里，好好的喘一口气。
My friend's garden is a great place to relax.
有一段时间，你需要书。
For a while, you need to read.
本华。
The world.
你需要有人告诉你。
You need someone to tell you.
喘完这口气之后。
After taking a deep breath.
那座山还在。
A mountain is still there.
它不会消失。
He won't disappear.
但你可以换一种方式扛它。
But you can also handle it in a different way.
你可以用艺术让你暂时忘记你自己。用慈悲。
You can use art to temporarily forget yourself with compassion.
让你和别人的痛苦连成一片，在扛着他往前走的时候。
When you're carrying him forward.
不再觉得自己是一个被针对的人。
I no longer feel like I am being targeted.
他们都希望你做同一件事。
They all want you to do the same thing.
别再把你这辈子活成别人给你编的程序。
Don't live your life according to the program that others have written for you.
我是小书虫。
I am a bookworm.
我们下期见。
See you next time.